To remember the riot, the construction of the John Hope Franklin Memorial of Reconciliation, it's a three-acre park right here in the heart of Greenwood District, not far from where we are. As I drove past it this morning, I see the building has begun. The Tulsa Race Riot Memorial includes two outdoor monuments, the Tower of Reconciliation, depicting African Americans' broader history. At this point, is that the tallest one that's out there, and it's covered up with blue at the moment?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit of what that is.
Actually, what it does, it chronicles the African American experience in Oklahoma, Tulsa in particular, from 1541 to present. African Americans were in Oklahoma before Oklahoma was a state. That goes for African Americans and Native Americans. And so this Tower of Reconciliation gives you a snapshot of that experience in Oklahoma, particularly in Tulsa. It is climaxed at the top by discernible bodies, unidentifiable, reaching down, helping other bodies up. It's emblematic of people helping other people reach the top. B.C. Franklin, John Hope Franklin's dad, I just found this out, on his headstone, has the saying, lifting others as we climb, which is appropriate. We had no clue of that until last week.
Didn't know that was on his...
Know that was on his headstone.
The three-piece sculpture in Hope Plaza focuses on the race riot itself.
That's correct.
Talk to us about that.
This is statues depicting photos taken from the riot of hope, hostility, and humiliation. And it's a depiction of a white man armed at the beginning of the riot. That's hostility. Humiliation is a black man walking down the middle of the street, like in a surrender mode with his hands up in the air. That's humiliation part. And the hope part is the then director of the American Red Cross holding a black baby. That's hope. White guy holding a black baby.
Then eventually the construction of the John Hope Franklin Memorial Museum and the B.C. Franklin Square.
Mm-hmm.
But as we've already alluded to, the riot was not something to be talking about until 1997 in our state legislature, when Representative Don Ross, Senator Maxine Horner, passed a resolution calling for creation of an 11-member commission to study the riot. That was a defining moment, wasn't it, in
Correct.
Recognizing?
Absolutely.
Then out of that came discussion about reparations.
Right.
How do you feel about reparations?
Do surviving victims of the riot deserve some type of reparation? Absolutely. Because they suffered a loss, tremendous loss. Reparations can take the form of many different things. It doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. What we're doing with the John Hope Franklin Park and the center is a form of reparations. Because what we've done and intend to do is going to outlive you and I and the victims of the riot will be here for generations to come to help them understand not just Tulsa's history or not just an African-American history, but Oklahoma's history as well. That's significant.
I believe the state appropriated $5 million
right.
to build this, but it wasn't like you got the $5 million in one lock, stock, and barrel.
No, there was a lot of resistance. And had not it been for Don Ross and Maxine Horner, while they were still in office, we would not have received the money we did receive. Even though there was a $5 million commitment, we only received $3.7 million of the $5 million. It was appropriated on an annual basis, supposed to have been appropriated annually for 5 years to reach the $5 million. Well, the state started having budget issues and the appropriations started shrinking. So after 7 or 8 years, we'd only reached $3.7 million. And then the state decided not to fund it anymore.
So here it is, 2010. While it is under construction now, you still have not received the full $5 million.
Not from the state. What we did was we made a commitment to see it through. We went out and raised private funds to complete the park. So we were successful at doing that. With the state's $3.7 million, and we raised the balance through private donations from foundations and individuals locally and just all over the country, really. But principally locally. There were people here that understood the significance of the project, understood the need, and made a commitment to see it finished.
While we've talked about racism that you feel even today, on a positive side, there were white foundations. Mm-hmm. So it was like, yeah, the message is getting through here. These foundations know that this needs to be remembered.
Here's what was the turning point for us. Julius Pigges and I were banging our heads up against a brick wall for quite a period of time. Everybody was centered around the riot. All the reactions were about the riot. With the help of a couple other folk, we rebranded the project. It's not about the riot. Even though a riot is a major component of the project, it's not about one event. It's about the need for us as a country and as a city to reconcile our differences when it comes to race, religion, gender. So it's all encompassing.
Once you came with that message, then people got it. And
people
said,
got it.
Okay, I understand. The John Hope Franklin Memorial Museum, is there money in this for that to be built?
No. That's like phase two of a campaign that we've begun. We'll begin shortly in actually putting the center up. We've already gotten the land donated right adjacent to the park. We've already started conceptually putting on paper what we want this center to look like. We've begun to discuss internally the space utilization. What's going to be inside this building? What is it going to be used for? Then it's not a museum. Actually, what it is a center for education. It's someplace where scholarly studies can be conducted. You can have open public discussions about race, like a living room type environment where you can have just a group of people of different cultures sitting around talking about the differences in raising children culturally. But the whole point is coming to some kind of understanding, not conformity, but understanding and respect of people and cultures that aren't the same as yours.
So it's not just a museum for the race riot.
No.
But it will be a component in there?
It will be a component of the race riot. But overall, it's a center focused on educating our people about their history and accepting other cultures.
I can only imagine schools throughout the eastern part of Oklahoma, maybe the rest, bringing students to that and
Absolutely.
Having discussions.
That's the
all.
Point.
And now, isn't it kind of hard to believe, as we've talked about Black Wall Street and all these buildings here that were burned down? I'm very aware of a baseball game being played right now, not far from us, in One Oak Field, right here in the heart of the Greenwood District, bound by 244, Archer and Elgin, and it's abutted right up to Greenwood Avenue and the businesses there. So something good is happening.
Oh, yeah. And our feelings about that development in particular is we have experienced lifelong Tulsans that have never been in the Greenwood District. Don't have a clue about Greenwood or what it is, where it is. Even though they may have been here, they didn't know they were in the Greenwood District. We saw this as an opportunity to educate the public at large. Never in the history of Greenwood have we had 400,000 pedestrians visiting this area in any given year. So we have a captured audience here. And with all the things that's going around here, the John O. Franklin Park, the ambiance of these buildings, people get curious. And then they start asking questions. I can't tell you how many people I see walking down the sidewalks reading the plaques that you talked about earlier. So it's given them a little history as well. So we're exposing this district to 400,000 people on an annual basis. Well, guess what? Word of mouth is the best advertising and cheapest advertising anybody could get. People are going to go back and tell their friends and their family and their acquaintances about what they experience here. And it's going to bring more people down because the experience has been a good one so far. And it's dispelled a lot of perceptions about safety.
Already. And here we are in the inaugural season for the ballpark. It's only been open 2-3 months.
Right. It's a win-win for everybody.
You bet.